The David McKay collision is obviously the big one on the agenda tonight. The AFL is pushing for careless, rough conduct, unreasonable in the circumstance. And I expect David McKay to get off tonight. As I said Monday, I expect him to get off. And listening to the debate over the last couple of days, I still expect him to get off tonight. Mainly because under the current rules of the game, I think the way it's adjudicated, what David McKay did was legal. And he has no way of knowing it might not be considered legal because it's always been legal. Velocity has never been a determining factor in guilt for an incident like this. The determining factor has always been, is your focus on the ball? And his 100% focus was on the ball. So I don't think the game will change tonight. I don't think the game will change tonight. It might change at the end of the year if the AFL rewrite the rules to make this a reckless act, running in at speed and putting your shoulder down. The tribunal tonight has to work out whether they think it was unreasonable in the circumstances for David McKay to do what he did. I don't think it was unreasonable in the circumstances, and I don't think David McKay had any way of knowing that it might be looked at by the AFL as unreasonable in the circumstances, because it's always been reasonable in the circumstance to attack the ball the way he did. There seems to be a view that anything that's not a nose-first attack on the ball is a bump as well. I don't agree with that either. I disagree. I think McKay attacked the ball the exact way that we've been teaching it for a long time, the exact way we've always thought was perfect. And Michael Christian, the MRO, obviously didn't deem it as a bump either. He thought that it was the right way to attack the ball. Otherwise, he would have been cited by the MRO. And your thoughts on it? I wouldn't even mind knowing from junior coaches during the course of the day, from mums, dads, junior coaches instructing your kids, because if the AFL expects McKay to make contact with Hunter Clark nose to nose, if that's what we're expecting in the future, for players to go nose to nose, I don't think it's going to stop concussions, which is one of the things that obviously the AFL wants to stop. And I am of the opinion that at the point of collection of the ball, you don't have to be nose first if you don't have to be. I don't think you have to be forehead first if you don't have to be. I think you can, as you approach the ball and put your hands down to pick up the ball, lower your shoulder in a manner that's still in a manner that picks up the ball, but it's in a manner that protects your own head with your own shoulder in the mechanism of picking up the ball. So it's not a hip and shoulder. It's not a bump. It's just lowering both shoulders on the way to pick up the ball to protect your own head. I don't want a situation where we expect players to always go in nose to nose first. But that might be where we're headed, the way maybe the AFL could change the rules. Dean and Elwood, as we come to your calls, 1300 736 736. Welcome to you. You want to talk McKay and the bump as well?
Yeah, hi Dwayne. Just more of an overall point. I listened to all the calls of Jared and the SCN family and jumping up and down, it'll never be the same. Dwayne, I remember listening to reading an article, like a doctor saying involved with the NFL, that contact sport could be gone in 20 years. And I thought, oh, that was a bit over the top. But I think we have to accept, one, that society's changed, life changes, and then that's the way that we're going. Like 2,000 years ago, Dwayne, we were throwing the Christians to the Lions. Now, if we were doing that at the G on a Saturday, Dwayne, you'd have people on SEN saying, oh, the Lions aren't as hard as they once were. They're not going in as much. But that's, you know, society's changed, people change, and I think we're going to have to accept that there's going to be an overhaul of safety in the way that we treat the head. And as soon as we grasp that, then we don't have to hold on to the past and keeping it as an ideal, because it was an ideal, Dwayne.
Well, won't we get to a stage where all contact sport will have enough rules in place to help protect the head as much as possible, and then it will be a competitor's choice whether to play that sport or not? He knows that the sport's as safe as it can possibly be, but if I want to compete in that sport, then that's the risk I take. If I want to play AFL football, there will be accidental collisions that might cause me to get a concussion. Do you think we need to be saved from ourselves to the point, Dean, that we ban all contact sport forever? Will we ban basketball? Will we ban netball? Is contact in netball? Will we ban them all?
I don't think so, Dwayne, but I think you're going to have disincentive like the McKay incident, that you have to, if you know, like someone said the other day, you might have to hang one to educate 1,000. Like, you might have to say that we have to take
Dean, the rules state right now to me that what McKay did is okay in the circumstance. Now, they want to change the rule and make a directive the AFL to make it not okay in the circumstance, then change it. But you can't. Why would you use McKay to change it, Dean? Why wouldn't you change it and then have the players realise and then their attack on the ball after that has to change? I'm not sure why. Why does McKay have to be the scapegoat for it? He would have thought that his attack on the ball was correct.
I think that's 100% valid, Dwayne. I think that this might be the impetus to change it. I'm just saying the landscape will change even more with concussion. In the next 6, 12, 18 months, they will have to write that in and change it. And it's a great debate, and I agree with you in the rule, but I think the overall theme is that we've got to accept that these things have to be taken out in whatever way. And accidents will happen, and we can accept that, but any disincentive to cause head injury, they're going to take it, and they'll have to take it.
Appreciate your call, Dean, and thanks for kicking us off on Midday Matters. Just to accentuate what you're saying, I had a bet with a mate of mine about 25 years ago saying that boxing would be banned in the next 10 years. And he said, you're crazy, it'll never be banned. And here we are about 25 years later, boxing hasn't been banned. So this debate about whether sports that cause head injuries will be banned or not has been around for a long, long, long time. But they still haven't banned boxing, and you know you're going to get a head injury if you end up going into a boxing ring, but that's one of the parameters that you accept when you get into the ring. You're not going to be elbowed to the head. You're not going to get hit below the belt. Boxing still has rules, but you are going to get hit in the head. So there's an acceptance that you could get concussed in boxing when you go and compete. I want to play a bit of Luke Beveridge before we go back to your calls. Trevor and St Helens, John and Oakley, Gareth and Bundura, Janine and Anthony and Keylor. Luke Beveridge, the coach of the Dogs, is a new voice added to this debate. He said this about the McKay incident earlier on today in his press conference.
Why wouldn't we rely on an established judicial doctrine like, you know, the civil law test of balance of probabilities? You know, for me, in the game, if a ball's being contested in the game, the question is asked, is his primary focus to compete and contest and win the footy? On the balance of probabilities, yes. Well, play on. Let's move on. Do we feel for Hunter Clark? Absolutely. On, you know, everyone's really disappointed for him, and it's a really tragic outcome. But the game, we're always going to have casualties in our game. We can protect the head as much as we like, but the game is a 360-degree collision game. We need to declutter the approach to assessing them, to make it simple for the players. Yeah, I'm just hoping like hell that he gets off and everything's okay and we can move on.
Luke Beveridge hopes he gets off tonight, that everything's okay and we can move on. Trevor in St Helens, welcome to you, Trevor.
G'day, how are you there?
Good.
Good. Look, my point is just hearing even Bevo speaking then, talking about keeping it simple. I'm involved in junior football. I'm not one of the coaches, I'm a trainer, but I played a bit of footy myself. One of the things that he's talked about, they're keeping it simple. I don't think the rules of our game are simple. I think I heard Razor Ray talking on one of your shows the other morning about rules and then interpretations of rules. And the reason I'm saying this is examples that I've heard is Malcolm Blight this morning saying something about when a player's getting bumped, having to have the ball. Now, we teach the kids, and these videos are on the AFL website about drills and coaching and bumping. Now, we teach the kids are allowed to bump if the ball's within 5 metres. But here already, I'm hearing something about the player must have the ball before you bump him. So I guess my point is, even at this highest elite level, think about how it is trying to teach these kids. It's a really, really difficult game. Now, I'm not sure what the answer to that is. Is that the AFL has to provide more information, better material, better videos? I mean, I think the videos we're looking at might have been 5 or 6 years old. But it is a very, very complex game the way our rules are. And I think going drilling it right back, getting it right with our kids is probably one of the most important things we can do to ensure that people are doing things in the correct and safe manner. You know, it talks about not lifting the elbow and doing a hip and shoulder correctly. So I guess my
Do you teach your kids to turn at the point of contact, turn their body towards the oncoming traffic to protect themselves?
Yeah, so we teach them to protect themselves and they've also got to protect the player they're bumping. So we talk, obviously, tucking in hip and shoulder. You get onto the side and you're basically using your hip and your shoulder are the two points of contact, side on, and definitely no lifting elbows or anything like that. That's the sort of things we drill in. Because the bump's there to protect you, but you want to bump in a fair way that you're protecting the other player. We don't want any injuries, so we're making this a part of the game. But as I said, you can bump off the ball. We teach them that. As long as the ball's within 5 metres, that's what the rules of the the way we interpret it is. But then, as I said, I heard Blight say something this morning about having to have balls we can bump in.
But the point is, if you bump and the ball is within 5 metres, the onus is on you to not have any head-high contact at all. So if you elect to bump and the ball is within 5 metres, then the onus is on you to 100% make sure there's no head-high contact with the guy you're bumping. Even if the guy you're bumping ends up going really, really low and you as a bumper tries to get low but you're a ruckman and you get him head high, that's your fault because you've elected to bump. It's a bit different when you're picking up the ball. So to me, that's the thing. What do coaches teach kids now when they're picking up the ball? Yeah, you run on a straight line, but at that point of collecting the ball, are you allowed to tuck your shoulders in and grab the ball in a tensed up motion? Because I don't think that's a bump. That's a protection mechanism of yourself. Even though you're not bumping the other player, I think you're just attacking the ball front on at 100% velocity. The interesting part is, if we ban what McKay did, so say the AFL says at the end of this year, okay, that is careless rough conduct from now on. It's unreasonable in the circumstance from now on. Then the game does change. And the next thing's going to be, what if a player at full velocity who collects the ball and then runs into the tackler after that, 2 metres beyond collecting the ball, and runs into the tackler to the head with the shoulder of the player who's collected the ball 2 metres earlier. So is that now going to be, in the future, suspendable because you collected the ball at such a velocity that it was unreasonable and it was considered rough conduct in the future? So you've got the ball, but you've caused the injury to the tackler who might have jumped in your way. So that might be the next progression as well, if what David McKay has done, ends up being deemed illegal. Jim in Oakley, you there, Jim? Welcome to John in Oakley. Sorry, John.
That's all right. So just what you were just saying then, the Dangerfield one from the grand final might get looked at differently now. But the reason I called is an act in the football that seems to get sort of brushed aside, and to me it's a lot more dangerous than the McKay one. Sam Wicks from Sydney bumped front on a guy, bent over the ball on the weekend and got 1 week.
Yeah.
Now, Buddy Franklin against Carlton, Luke Parker against Geelong did exactly the same thing to a degree, and they got cleared. Now, I reckon I'd rather be taking the chances doing what McKay and Clark did than what those blokes have done to the guy bent over the ball. I think that's a lot more dangerous. I might be in the minority, but I think they don't take that serious enough. And if you're talking about sports that'll be banned, these two aren't contact sports, but being a jockey, you get followed around by an ambulance, and also car racing, well, they're not contact sports, but surely if there's a danger at injury, well, you ban those sports before you look at football.
Yeah, I don't agree with that previous caller who said we're going to ban all contact sports, all sports that might be dangerous to us. I mean, what kind of world's that going to be if we're too fearful of doing all those kind of things that we enjoy going out and doing? Sometimes there's that one in a million chance you could get injured doing it. And I agree with you on the Lance Franklin. I thought Lance Franklin would have got a week for what he did, or a large fine. And he did get off for that one. So there is inconsistency with this. I think what Ben King did with the elbow to the head, that should have been a suspension, because that's a non-football act in a marking contest, as opposed to what McKay did, which is a football act, I think. Gareth and Bundura, welcome to you, Gareth. Under the current rules, it's a football act. Welcome to you, Gareth.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dwayne. Yeah, just regarding the duty of care of a player in a contest. We're all swinging 50-50, but I do believe McKay knew the contest was coming, and he didn't pull up. So it's very dangerous. And just one thing I want to ask you, Dwayne, about that is, I'm not too sure about your family status, if you have a son or not. If you did have a son and your son was hit like that, how would you look at the game?
Well, I do have a son. I have a son and a daughter, and they've never elected to play football, Gareth. And what would have happened over the course of time, because my son's now 25, is that I would have had to, over the course of time, say to my son, hey, what I told you 2 years ago about how you can attack the ball, and that's now wrong. And then 2 years later, I would have had to have said to him, well, actually, what I told you again last year, that's now wrong. Now, I would have always taught my son to turn your body at the point of contact. That's what I would have always taught. And up until this day, I think I would have always taught my son, at the point of contact, when the ball is there and you're collecting it, then you've got an option to, at that point of contact, either turn your, well, in David McKay's situation, turn your left shoulder down and be nose to nose, and then any collision won't be your responsibility because you've met him nose to nose, jaw to jaw, and then you can't be deemed responsible for that. Or at that point of contact, you can turn your right shoulder down and protect your own jaw. And I, as a parent, would have always taught my son to do that. Turn your right shoulder down at that point of contact. Still go in a straight line. Don't veer off your straight line, but turn your right shoulder down to protect your own jaw. Now, that might change tomorrow if I had a son and he was playing football. And that's the thing with junior coaches. I mean, they all have to work that out. Mums and dads all have to work that out now as to how they coach it, because it has changed over time. I appreciate your call.
The debate the other side would be that Hunter Clark didn't have the ball and he was bumped. And we've been told for the last 5 years, don't bump. That's the only argument I'd say. And maybe the tribunal will see it that way. Maybe they won't. But the idea is not to bump. We've ruled out the bump almost, and that's been on the agenda for a lot of years.
That was Malcolm Blight on Gerald Whateley's program earlier today with the bump theory, that it was a bump, the turning of the body, and I don't agree with it. I think you can turn your body, but it's not a bump. It's just a protection mechanism at the point of taking the ball for yourself. You turn your shoulder down. You've got a chance to turn your left shoulder down as you pick the ball up and open yourself up to nose-to-nose contact, or turn your right shoulder down and protect your own nose. And it's not a bump to me. But other people have said it is. And Malcolm Blight with that bump theory earlier today on Whateley's program. And the MRO, Michael Christian, didn't think it was a bump either. Otherwise, he would have been cited. What the tribunal think, we'll find out tonight. A couple here on the text, T-E-M-P-U-R, temper text, mattresses and pillows like no other. By the way, Philadelphia and Atlanta going head-to-head at the moment in Game 5 of their best-of-seven series. And Atlanta now lead by 2, in fact by 3, with 10 seconds left after Philadelphia led by about 20. So Atlanta lead by 3 with possession with 10 seconds to go. So this one is pretty much over. They're going to dribble it out, get fouled and go to the line and probably win it by 6. Couple of your texts that have come through. If the AFL changed the rules, I will not be a member next year. I like football, not the game they want. Well, it might not change at the end of this year. This is a test case, and maybe the AFL, and that's the other issue with me. Maybe by encouraging nose-first attacks and discouraging the old turn the body at the point of taking the ball attack, aren't we actually making the game safer? Or are we getting more head injuries? That's the other issue they've got to work out. By encouraging nose-to-nose attacks on the ball, is it making the game safer or not? Because if making the game safer what they want, then they have to work out whether it really is making the game safer with that rule interpretation change to disincentivise the turning of your body at the point of contact.